In objective two, adding data sources to your project, there are many different things that we're going to cover, but for starters, I want to kind of go over a couple things here. So when you signed in to ArcGIS on ArcGIS portal or ArcGIS online, you'll notice here it's got your name, and in this case it says Town of Oro Valley, Arizona. So this is ArcGIS.com. Now, if I want to go to portal, I'm going to select arcgisportal.orovalleyaz.gov. And now you can see Oro Valley Portal for ArcGIS. Another thing with this is, if you remember when we added our portals, if we go to Manage Portals here, that brings us to the Portals tab in the Projects. So why is this important? If you're going to be editing anything in branch versioning, so data sets that you manage and edit, create new features for, etc., will be in Portal. In the catalog pane here, you notice that we have different items up here, and these are called item categories. So the project is everything associated with this ArcGIS Pro project. Maps, toolboxes, databases, styles, folders, locators. And as you add other elements to your project, you'll see more folders grow. So like, say you create a map that's going to be a paper map that you create a layout for. You'll see another folder here that will say layouts. There's other things that we do that's called tasks. If we create a task, which is a step-by-step procedure on how to accomplish a certain workflow or task, you would see a folder here called tasks. And then in portal, so this is everything in. So you have my groups, my favorites, my content, my organization, my ArcGIS Enterprise, which is Portal, and then the Living Atlas. The Living Atlas is a huge library of data and map sources out there from Esri. So you'll find this both in the ArcGIS Online and ArcGIS Portal. And then, of course, in my content, you're going to see all the folders that you have in your account and all the data associated with that. But going back to the project here. So the project lists the item connections in your project and the content available from those connections. Item connections include the default geo database, the default toolbox, and home folder. So the home folder is the folder that this project is created and associated with. Item connections provide access to content and databases, servers, and cloud data warehouses. They also act as shortcuts to folders and other items on your computer. So with the catalog pane, if you notice under the view tab here, we have the pane and the catalog view. If I click the catalog view, now this brings up a full screen catalog view. And you notice now here's all the contents. So this would be your project. Here's your portal and your computer. And if you had favorites, there would be favorites here as well. So this is much like ArcGIS catalog that was installed with your ArcMap. Except for now, everything's contained within your ArcGIS Pro project. So the first thing that we want to do is we want to create a database connection. So like you can see here, we have our default file geo database that was created when we created our project. But we want a new database connection. Okay, so our database platform is going to be SQL Server. The instance is going to be SRVVGISDB02. And you want to change your authentication type to operating system authentication. And we want OVGISLIP. Now, if you click expand that, you'll see OVGISMAINT and the Water UN. Both the UN, the Water UN, and the OVGISMAINT, everything there has been created with using branch versioning, which means that you cannot edit the data source in the Enterprise GU database, because branch versioning can only be edited utilizing a feature service. So really and truly, the only thing you're really ever going to create a connection to database-wise is OVGISLIP. So you can hit validate, success, okay. So here's my connection. And then here's all the data that has been put in the library for your use. So now that we know how to do a database, and this is basically the same way that you would have done it in ArcMap, and kind of the same thing with folders. I want to create a new folder connection. So you can do this one of two different ways. So, you know, with your PC, you know, just navigate through Explorer like you would normally do to create your map or your folder connection. Now, if you notice, we've got slashes SRVVGIS map 01 projects. This is how you want to see your folder connections. You don't, and that where that's really important. Where this gets important is if you're publishing a map, you want to see your folder connections in this format, not a local drive. So that's, for most of you, it really won't matter. But if you were wanting to publish a map to ArcGIS Portal or ArcGIS Online, and the data sources that you were doing, if you weren't copying it directly to those platforms, but were doing a registered data source, then that's where this would come in, become important.